Of course, John Truscott is the Truscott of Truscott Rossman, and he's on the other end of our line. John, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Just wanted to get your take on what's going on with Penn State. Talk about a situation that would require damage control and not necessarily the PR in a PR firm, but direction. What a nightmare that must be. I wanted to get your take. Have you ever worked with an issue with a story that was so big and so compelling as this?
You know, I haven't worked anything that's this big where you have it coming at you in all directions, and this does fit a typical crisis management sort of situation where things are out of control and you're trying to put together the story as you go along. I have had training by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. I mean, I'm trained if there's a nuclear disaster or something like that on how to deal with it from a government perspective. But I guess I'm fortunate. One of the things you try to do in public relations and crisis management is try to get in front of the story and head off something from becoming this big and out of control. So as you're working with clients, you try to mitigate the problem before you get to a point where it's as big as this one is at Penn State.
So how has Penn State handled this situation, and where did they go wrong?
Well, you know, I think early on, in any crisis like this, you try to, the media is, we always say you have to feed the beast. The media is going to go with a story. They're going to put something on the air. They're going to put something in the papers, whether you give them accurate information or not. And what you don't want to do is leave them out there with all of these reporters running in a million different directions, getting bits and pieces of information, some which are probably accurate and some which may not be. And then that story takes a life of its own. So what you want to do is up front admit what you know, talk about, you know, how you know it, what you know is true. But then if you don't know things, admit it. And in this case, I think they should have said that they launched an internal investigation immediately. They're cooperating with the authorities. And as information becomes available, they will give that to the media. That would have at least settled down the kind of the hysteria around this just a little bit.
You know what, John, seemed to be a serious issue here, too, was communication, because you had the president making some idiotic statements, if you will, and then you have Coach Paterno, who said some things that were perhaps somewhat damaging, and then you have just so many factions not on the same page. How do you rein all that in?
Well, and add to that, you have a legal situation and a criminal situation, you know, legal in terms of potential liability. So you have teams of lawyers now involved telling people what they can and cannot say. And that can be a good thing. It can be a bad thing from a media perspective. But, you know, I just think on this one, obviously it's a horrendous situation. Young children were significantly harmed, and you can't discount that. You have to admit it. You have to talk about working with the families and doing all that you can to rectify the harm that has been done to these innocent kids, and that you will fully cooperate, and those who perpetrated a crime will obviously be brought to justice, and you will work cooperatively with the authorities in this matter, that being law enforcement.
Okay, how do they get their credibility back? Should they be approaching these folks, or do they have to wait for any monetary sums that may come via lawsuits? How do you attack that, and how do you get your credibility back?
Well, I think as a university, it's probably a lot easier than it is for the individuals. The university, by replacing people, bringing in more credible people, and being transparent. I mean, what you really have to do is just lay it all out there, let people know that you're giving them the accurate information as you get it, and you just have to establish that kind of reputation. I mean, everybody tells you it takes years to build a reputation and only a few minutes to tear it apart. That's exactly what's happened here, and it's probably going to take a few years to fully rebuild the reputation of the university.
And then you've got two instances here. You've got Coach Paterno, who over the years had been bulletproof, if you will. What can he do, if he can, regain his credibility, especially if it's found out that he knew what was going on and didn't deal with it? And then you have that assistant coach who could have intervened at the instance and didn't. How do those two people get their credibility back?
You know, I don't think they fully can. I mean, Paterno obviously has had a phenomenal career. But, you know, this will be kind of the footnote of his career when anybody talks about him from here on out, unfortunately. But, you know, the way I look at it is if he had a player on his team who was having drug issues or alcohol issues, he would have called him in and he would have dealt with it. And that's how a coach deals with a team. Well, you do the same with an assistant coach. When they step out and do something, you know, that's improper, and in this case, unbelievably illegal and harmful, and, I mean, pick your words, you as the coach, as the leader of that program, you have to take it, you know, that initiative and deal with it immediately. You can't just report it to your superiors. I mean, if you would have reported it and said, look, you've got to go to the police or I will, we wouldn't be in this situation today. And it was something so simple that just, I don't know if it didn't cross his mind or maybe he didn't have all the information. I think, you know, one thing, if we find out that he didn't have the full scope of the information, that will help a little bit in his reputation. But when you have something like this going on and a grad assistant's kind of mentioning that these improper things are going on with one of your coaches, you have to do something and you have to take that initiative to take it to a higher authority.
All right. Thanks so much, John.
You're welcome, Tony.